My coach thinks I'm pretty good. I just need work on catching and spitting.
Don't even think about it.
Brighton, this is the athletic supporter you picked out? Who'd you buy it for, Mr. Ed?
He's a Sheffield. He'll grow into it.
Is it me, or did someone just turn the heat on around here?
Miss Babcock, there's a gentleman on line 3 who claims to be your father, and I admire him for having the guts to admit it. Yes, she's right here.
Hello, Father. How nice. Goodbye.
Oh, another Hallmark moment. So, your father's here. What's he like?
We're complete opposites. We have nothing in common.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
I'm far too busy. Besides, I saw him last year. We had dinner and shared a cab.
Stay tuned for the Babcock family Christmas special. I see him. It's like my mother always says.
You can freeze anything.
No.
Why buy sweet and low when restaurants are giving it away?
No.
7 cans of tuna fish count as one in the express line?
No. My mother always said, blood is thicker than water, and you can wash them both off of plastic slip covers.
Miss Fine, what are you babbling about?
You have to make time for family. Why don't you have him over for dinner? Niles can whip something up.
I would like him to meet the man in my life.
Well, by all means, bring him along.
I'll blow him up and put him in his usual chair.
In a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CeCe.
Smiling.
Such what if he?
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
Put your fingerprints on one more crab puff and you'll find mine on your neck.
Boy, you're in a grumpy mood. What's the matter? Your corns acting up again?
They're excruciating, inflamed, throbbing pustules begging to burst.
Oh, I'm glad you're not making wine.
Miles, we can't use this china. The pattern is hideous.
That's not the pattern. It's your reflection.
If I'm going to see my father, everything has to be perfect. He is demanding, critical, judgmental. You have no idea what it's like to be around someone like that.
Totally in the dark.
Maxwell, you have little planes all over your tie.
So?
So, Daddy's a Navy man. Don't you have anything with boats? Oh, never mind. I'll get it for you myself.
Any excuse to get in his drawers.
Niles, Gatorade alert.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to be at Little League.
I was.
Well, where were your grass stains?
They don't grow grass on the bench. Oh, shut up, olive oil. I played right field. Oh, Loserland.
Hey, I played right field. Oh.
Tell you what do you say I get us a couple of box seats at opening day at Shea Stadium, huh? You'll see how the pros do it.
Or at least the Mets.
Kitten, you haven't aged a bit.
Daddy, I'm over here.
And she has her mother's sense of humor. None.
Well, call me crazy, but I think I like him.
Scooby, you're a Stitch!
So finally, I had to slip the doorman $100 to give me his pants.
Oh, my God, that must have been embarrassing.
Talk about embarrassing. My parents were once on Let's Make a Deal. 900 people knew it was door number one. They had to pick the box. P.S. Carol Merrill on a tricycle.
Well, if you want to talk embarrassing, Ivana and I were down in Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago, and we locked ourselves out of the pool house. There we were, dripping wet, with no towels! We didn't even have espadrilles.
So, Stuart, how long are you here for?
Oh, oh, the gardener saw us, too!
Just long enough to do some business.
Did I mention that I bought a Picasso?
Not since the salad.
I have to check out some new hotel properties, meet with the foreign investors, and I suppose I have to show my face at this Streisand thing.
Barbara Joan Streisand, born April 24th, 1942, to Manny and Diana Streisand of 457 Schenectady Avenue, Brooklyn?
I take it you're a fan.
Oh, well, if you call turning your bedroom into a shrine, seeing all of her movies 25 times, paying $200 for a piece of chewing gum from the bottom of Barbara's shoe.
Is that what that frame thing in your room is?
Oh, no, that's a sour ball that Elliot Gould spit out, but he was married to her at the time.
I'd say she qualifies as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of the consortium that's backing Barbara's tour.
Oh, you must be plotting.
Danny, fine. We're Babcocks. We don't plot. I'm with you, Daddy. I find her singing irritating.
An entire acre of Beth Shalom Cemetery just rolled over.
Plus, her voice is so nasal.
Well, that's part of her charm.
I didn't know that you disliked her, Cece. Fran? Would you like to go?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just too much for me. I mean, the idea of finally seeing Barbara in person.
And our tickets are in the front row.
Did you see her eyes roll back? That was so cool.
Might I suggest a safety belt for the concert?
There is one more thing, but perhaps someone should hold on to her.
Oh, I'm okay. Give it to me straight.
We're going backstage.
I'm fine.
You don't mind, do you, sweetheart? I mean, since you hate her so much.
Is he talking about Barbara or Fran?
No, please, go ahead. Enjoy.
Good. Then it's settled. Now, my boy, what position do you play?
Well, see, it's not so much the position you play, it's just that you're being part of a team.
Right field, huh?
Yeah.
Poor thing. She held on as long as she could. Yes. All right. Goodbye. Niles, crack open the champagne. The Theatre Guild has finally invited me to speak at this year's Broadway Symposium.
So Andrew Lloyd Webber is...
out of town.
And Sondheim?
Busy.
And Gower Champion? Dead.
No, I'll just have my grey suit ready by Saturday.
Along with your baseball cap, sir?
What? Oh, no. Oh, is that the day I promised to take Brighton to the ball game?
Home run, sir.
Maxwell.
Oh, Cece, I've got a problem.
Well, I have problems of my own. My father is missing. He could be lying dead in a ditch somewhere for all I know.
No, he's not missing. He's out shopping with Miss Fine.
Oh, God, worse.
Cece, you're not jealous, are you?
Me? Ha! Please! It's just that she's taking time away from his work, and time is money.
And his money will someday be her money.
So naturally, I'm concerned. Mm.
Fran, this dress is going to be fabulous.
Oh, Stu, you are like a fairy godfather. All I said was that I was in the mood for a Big Mac, and you got me a Bob Mackey.
Please don't mention it. I love spoiling you.
Oh, well, if it gives you pleasure. Hey, I saw a pair of shoes at Bergdorf's that would make you ecstatic.
I'll see you tonight. Okay. Have you told anyone that you're going to see Streisand?
Well, just my mother, but she'll let the greater tri-state area know. See you later, Stu.
Goodbye, Kitten.
Kitten?
Oh.
Niles, I told you to cut the tops of your shoes out like my father does.
Only if I can have the powder blue socks and Bermuda shorts to complete the look.
Oh, I had such a wonderful time with Stu. I feel just like Cinderella.
Yes, only in this case, there's an evil stepdaughter.
Where the hell are they? I can't believe they're not back yet.
Oh.
The Swallows. Capistrano. Check on it, Niles.
Miss Babcock, you don't have a problem with me spending time with your father, do you?
Maybe Fine, please. I couldn't care less.
Oh, good. Because if they get married, Miss Fine will be your new mummy.
Can you believe she fainted?
Oh, God, she's going to get lipstick all over the couch.
Miss Babcock. Miss Babcock.
Need some smelling salts?
Brighton, quick. Give me a sneaker.
Well, that woke her up.
Oh, and just when I was about to slap her.
Oh, quit it, you two. Don't tease my daughter. Say, in the will, doesn't the daughter come after the wife? I'm kidding.
If I were you, I'd be more concerned that the daughter would come after the nanny.
Oh, well, I know I'll be sleeping with one eye open.
Brighton, I have to talk to you.
Am I in trouble?
No, I rather think I am.
Great, I have time for this.
Well, you know how much I wanted to take you to this ball game.
Oh, you can't make it. No problem.
Well, the thing is, I'm afraid I'm just not going to be able to make it.
Dad, it's like I said, no problem.
Oh, I know you're so desperately disappointed. But you see, I've been waiting years for the Theatre Guild to invite me to speak, and you see, they just called, so I...
Dad! Hello, did I mention no problem?
So it's not a problem?
No.
Oh, great, then it's not a problem. Thanks, son.
Oh, I don't believe this. Mr. Sheffield, can I talk to you for just 1 minute?
I doubt it.
Mr. Sheffield, how can you not take him to the game? Can't you see you're breaking that little boy's heart?
He said it was no problem. You must have heard him.
Oh, of course that's what he said. That's what kids always say. They're not going to tell their father when they're dying inside. They give off signals. They act morose. Sometimes they even have fits of anger. Despondent enough, they might even be driven to acts of violence.
Ow!
And that concludes today's audio-visual demonstration. Oh, look at me, Ma. I look just like Barbara and Yentl.
Most exciting moment of my life, dressing my daughter for Barbara Streisand.
I thought the most exciting day was going to be when you dressed me for my wedding.
I decided to live for today. Oh, what's the matter? Your excitement peaked too early and now you're depleted.
No, I just don't think I should be going.
Bite your tongue. Don't you love Barbara anymore?
Ma, she's our leader. I just think Mr. Babcock should be taking his daughter instead of me.
Miss Babcock doesn't want to go.
Oh, she's afraid to reach out to him. Don't you see? He's a father looking for a daughter. She's a daughter looking for a father. They're like two trains in the tunnel. One's the express, one's the local, going side by side, never meeting up. I'll tell you, it's a tragedy.
Fran, look.
Oh, the Barbara Quarterly. Oh, I love the Barbara Quarterly.
And Fran Lowe.
Oh, Color Me Barbara. Oh, I love Color Me Barbara. Ma, don't do this to me.
And Fran Lowe.
Oh, my Anna Clear Daywig. Oh, Ma, I used to love this so. Remember, I'd wear it everywhere.
Even to Uncle Harry's funeral.
Was that in poor taste, Ma?
No, he loved her too. Uh-huh. So you'll go?
No.
Why not?
I just can't, Mom. It's all your fault.
Mine?
Yes, because you raised me too good. Wasn't it you who said family comes first?
Our family, not theirs.
Oh. Oh, Niles, there's someone at the door.
Oh, and I thought another angel got its wings.
Should do something about your feet.
Well, perhaps I can chew them off.
I was thinking more of a visit to a chiropodist, but as long as you take care of it.
Oh, just come in!
Good evening, Niles.
Sir, I can't get you anything, can I, sir?
No, no, no. Maybe just a martini. Extra dry?
Don't worry. By the time you get it, it will be evaporated.
You look stunning. Just like Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, too bad I sound like Selma Diamond.
You ready?
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I can't go.
Why not?
Oh, because I'm an old softy, and, well, I think you should take Cece.
But I want to take you.
All right, let's go. Oh, no, 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 I can't, I can't.
Memories light the corner of my mind.
Kitten, this is ridiculous. Cece doesn't even want to go.
Yes, she does, because she wants to be with you, but she's afraid to tell you that she wants to be with you because she thinks that you don't want to be with her.
Misty watercolor memories.
Ma, Ganuga ready is starting the Twilight Bar.
I've tried to reach out to Cece, but she pushes me away. She just doesn't want to be with me.
She does want to be with you, but she needs to know that you want to be with her. People who need people are... Ah, you'll see the concert.
You're very wise.
Daddy!
She also has her mother's timing.
Cece, open this door. Your father and I are very concerned about you.
Go away.
Open up, young lady.
Niles, run and get a butter knife.
Oh, why don't we just starve her out?
Ah, use your nail. Her nails can open anything. Letters, diaries, my old boyfriend, Chevy. I never had any privacy as a child.
Got it. Acrylic.
Cece.
I don't want to talk to you.
All right, I'm coming in. Cover me.
Smoking? Not in my house, young lady.
It's not your house, and this is none of your business. And while we're having this little girl talk, I loathe you. At least you're opening up. Now, I want to talk to you about your father. You have got to stop pushing people away.
I don't push people away.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get some ash out of your hair.
People misunderstand me. They think I'm a self-centered, cold-hearted witch.
Is everything all right?
If they're like my Morty, they could be in there for hours.
You know, Fran was right. I should have spent more time with Cece when she was little.
Oh, Miss Fine has this annoying way of being right about those things.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, if you need another escort for the concert, this outfit goes from day to night with just a few accessories.
I have the knife.
Oh, that's all right, Niles. We don't need it now.
The thing is, I just don't know what to do.
Oh, there. That's okay. Yeah. Okay. Shh. That's all right. Hello, calling next of kin. Yeah, here's your daddy.
I have never seen her cry before. Well, maybe the crash of 87.
Oh, let's go to the concert.
I would really love it if you would come with me to the concert tonight.
You would?
Of course he would.
And Cece, I think you are very lucky to have a friend like Fran.
I know. She's wonderful. She's gonna let me wear her dress.
Bye. Have a good time. Don't forget my Barbara program and my Barbara t-shirt and my Barbara mug with the nose handle. Darling, you did a good thing, an incredibly stupid thing.
Yeah, well, you're the one that had the doctors use forceps when they delivered me.
The pain you caused me. I would have let them use the jaws of life.
Miss Fine, that was a very lovely thing you did for Cece.
Oh.
And I'm about to follow your selfless example.
Oh, well, good. Then you can be as happy as I am.
Son, good news. I've cancelled my theater lecture so I can take you to the ball game.
Bad news, Dad. I made other plans.
Well, I thought it was really important to you.
No, I told you I didn't care.
Oh, but you didn't really mean that.
Yeah, I did. I don't know how I could have made it any clearer.
Well, he did say it was no problem.
It's fine.
Don't be disappointed, Dad. I'll go with you to another game. The Mets aren't going anywhere.
That's for sure.
That is the best that Barbara ever sang that song. I just love her.
I love her more.
I loved her first.
I'll love her last. What? Oh, well, listen, Stu says he's got a surprise for us.
Hello, gorgeous.
Why are we always arguing about who's our biggest fan? There's plenty of room in Barbara's life for both of us. Now let's continue. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another. On the way we were. Don't you just love sitting around singing Barbara tunes?